Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
Bottom line is that I just have to call
him. At some point during the lunch period, it fell out of his pocket.
He didn't sit there and go, ha, 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 and type all sorts of stuff.
Perfection is very difficult to achieve.
I hate Jews.
Yeah, world-famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast. I didn't mean it like that. I didn't mean to say, you know...
I hate Jews.
Yeah, I didn't mean that. I'm just saying it's nice to be here with you. The world-famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, where truth is our bitch. A news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. This is Radio for Patriots by Patriots. Because, you know, baby, you know how this thing is. Lock arms. Lock shoulders. Walk right over top of the heads of these very, 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 let's call them disabled people mentally. And I don't mean disabled mentally as in they don't know how to tie their shoes. I mean disabled mentally in they don't know how to vote. They don't know how to think. They don't know how to pretty much do anything other than get in our way. Two air traffic controllers were suspended for watching a DVD on the job. And this was not during their break. This was on the job. Who is going to straighten things out at the FAA? What is that about? A transgender prisoner is trying to force California to pay for a sex change operation plus another kid. Another kid gets served alcohol by accident. Unreal.
What's going on anyway?
I don't know. But we're going to find out. We're going to find out why are things getting sloppy around here? Why have things getting? Things have been sloppy around here for a long, long time. Ronald Reagan was in office for 8 years, and I thought maybe something took. No, it didn't. No, nothing took. It took 8 years of Bill Clinton to unravel everything. President Bush, he tried to tighten it back up again, but then we got hit with a terror attack. So he had one hand tied behind his back while he's trying to deal with all this stuff here at home, and he's trying to deal with all that stuff over there with Al-Qaeda. And he's got the one hand tied behind his back because we don't want to be too harsh. We don't want to be too hardcore. You got to work with everybody. You got to make sure that everyone's rights are protected. And by the time President Obama steps into the saddle, the whole thing has gone to hell in a handcart. Our affiliate spotlight tonight in West Palm Beach, WBZT, 1230 AM. What a great affiliate they are. They've been with us for years. Wonderful people there in South Florida, and three new affiliates in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, or Eau Claire, excuse me, folks. When it comes to some things, I'm well-read and I'm very literate. When it comes to other things, man, you might as well just throw me in the dumb tank and throw away the key. Eau Claire, Wisconsin, WAYY, 790 AM, Poplar Bluff, Missouri, KL, I believe that's KLID, right? 1340 AM, and in Corbin, Kentucky, WKDP, 1330 AM, here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, Eau Claire. I did say it right. Thank you, bud.
Yeah, just checked. I called up the iPhone. And then, all right.
Thank you very much. I understand. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. It's 877-876-7445. So can you believe this? And in a moment, we're going to have on the line here Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. But I want to set this up as we are beginning our radio show here this evening. It happened again. A four-year-old girl served an alcoholic mudslide at Chili's. Now, what is going on? I mean, either we've got food servers, or we have bartenders, or we have restaurants, or we have... There's one other possibility that we can get into, but we've got some real sloppy, what do we call, just absolutely sloppy work happening. And Applebee's in Detroit, Michigan made headlines, as you know, after a 15-month-old boy was mistakenly served margarita mix. That was in his sippy cup. And Olive Garden in Lakeland, Florida, also made headlines recently for serving a two-year-old alcoholic sangria rather than orange juice. Now, a mother says her four-year-old daughter was served alcohol at a Chicago Chili's restaurant. And the child was served alcohol in a mudslide, which is an alcoholic drink. Tyree Davis said she was having dinner with her daughter at Chili's in the Morgan Park section of New York around 5:30 on Sunday night when her daughter's chocolate shake was accidentally swapped with a mudslide which contains vodka. Here is, I believe, Tyree Davis. It is speaking to CBS Television in Chicago explaining how she discovered her daughter's shake was actually a mudslide.
Brooklyn said, "I don't like it." And I said, "You don't like it? Why? Let me taste it." And when I tasted it, the alcohol, I knew immediately it was alcohol. That's when I saw the waitress approaching me with the chocolate shake. How can you make that mistake? And then the manager said they were sitting on the bar side by side, a chocolate shake and the mudslide.
Davis is understandably upset with the error that landed her child in an emergency room.
While we were at the hospital, they said that her chest was tight. They called respiratory. They came down and gave her breathing treatment. Since we've been home, she did vomit. I'm very upset because it can happen to anyone, and if you don't closely pay attention, you wouldn't notice because it looks so much like a chocolate shake. I don't want it to ever happen again to no one, to any child, because I know this just happened last week to someone, and I heard about it, and it's crazy that it just happened to us.
All right,
yesterday.
We're
going to
bring on Ted from Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills here this evening to talk about this.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on back.
Thank you very much, Bill. This is Ted from Ted's of Beverly Hills sponsoring this very important segment of the Phil Hendry Show. I'd like all parents to please pay particular attention to this segment.
Here at Ted's,
they are very concerned with this.
We wanna put our meat in your mouth.
Ted, you are concerned with this. You're a restaurant owner, and I guess I'd have to ask you, have you ever had this happen at your restaurant?
Knock wood, Phil. We've never had this happen, but we have some policies in place, I think, that can keep this from happening. And one of them is we look out for the well-being of our customers. We do this in the most genteel, if you will, or the most polite way. We do make suggestions for desserts. We make suggestions for what we think might be a good idea, especially for a child to have for dessert. But I don't believe we've ever had this mistake.
You don't know for sure.
I don't believe we've had this mistake. No, I would say absolutely for sure. I don't know in 100% of the cases, but I would be shocked to think that even one time we had a food server that would make this mistake. Because as I say, we are very, very careful in how we do this.
All right. Well, now this child was a 4-year-old, and the mother ordered a chocolate milkshake for this baby.
Exactly.
And it came back a mudslide. Now, they said that the two were side by side on a bar. How does a mudslide and a milkshake, how are those things served side by side? One came from the bar, and the other comes from the kitchen, right?
Well, sometimes a food server is going to stop off at the bar, and they're going to pick up some items. And then they will continue on with a food order, and it could very well be that that server saw this mudslide and mistook it and thought, well, there's the milkshake that I've got for table 7, let's say. But really, this is not the server's fault or the restaurant's fault. I mean, these food servers get going very, very quickly. What we really have to do is look at the problem much deeper, and in conjunction with some of the other restaurateurs in the West Coast and nationally, we've looked at the problem from a nutritional standpoint, and what we have seen is shocking. What we have seen is going to, I think, frighten any parent. And really, if I could, Phil, we could get to the heart of this.
Well, go ahead.
The problem that we have more than anything else is these children are drinking alcoholic beverages as the result of their parents acting, I think, in the most irresponsible way, and that is...
Of their parents?
Yes. Of their parents, and that is ordering them a dessert drink or a drink of some kind that their child has no business drinking, given the physical health of a lot of our kids, and given the physical state of kids, with regard to weight.
All right. Well, no, I don't want to talk about that. I'm sorry to say,
but this is at the very heart of the problem.
Well. It's maybe at the heart of the problem. I am concerned mostly for the actions of the restaurant and why it is the restaurant served something that was not...
But I think you're missing the point, Phil. All right?
I'm missing the point. I'm talking about a drink that was served that was not ordered.
No, you're absolutely missing the point. First of all, what was ordered was a milkshake. Now, that is going to... obviously, any food server that has any... conscience is going to see that order and is going to feel pretty bad about it, bad about having to fill an order like that. I've been in the restaurant business, over 30 years, and I can tell you that when you get an order for a milkshake in today's environment for a child, you feel it's a tough one to fill because we've got children today that are overweight. We've got children today that are unhealthy. We've got children today that their teeth are bad. They have high body fat content. They have the inability to go out and run and play like most kids used to because they don't have any wind. Their cardiovascular is down. So when you look at that, and you're a food server, and somebody just said to you,
Well, hold on for a minute, Ted. I just want to ask you this here, okay?
But if someone says to you, I'd like a milkshake for my kid.
Well, hold on for a minute. You know, I'm not in the restaurant business.
Well, that's exactly right.
Okay, but tell me again, if I'm a food server and I get an order, get me a milkshake for my kid, you're saying that a food server is going to feel guilty about that?
I think a food server is going to take note of what a horrific order that is. I think any food server is going to take note of we're told as public people that work with the public that we should always be aware of what's happening around us. And certainly as a food server, you're going to see whether a child is being treated properly by their parents. I'm going to take a look and see whether someone is smacking a child at a table. But then when you see this order for a milkshake for a child, when children are so overweight. And
so what's the bottom line on this?
The bottom line is that the ordering of a milkshake is going to confuse the server and is going to eventually come back the wrong order because that is...
Why would the server be confused? Okay?
Well, first of all, the server is going to be confused because...
Look, the parent didn't order a horrific mudslide shake for their child. The mistake would have happened at Chili's anyway. I don't know. What are we talking
about? Let me tell you what I'm talking about. If the parent orders this mudslide shake... If the parent orders this mudslide shake, then the parent is ordering for that child an unhealthy drink that is going to go to the child's... I'm going to say it's going to go right to the kid's ass. Since we're on late at night here, and I know that we're in an adult hour, I mean, you're ordering something that's going to go right to the kid's ass and is going to go right to the kid's... it's going to fatten that child up. And here is a problem with these parents ordering these fattening drinks, and if they hadn't ordered this drink for their child, the mistake was going to... The mistake's not going to be happening.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back on the Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
Hi, this is Ted from Beverly Hills, Ted's of Beverly Hills Restaurant. Rest assured, if you come into our restaurant, we are never going to mistakenly serve your child alcohol, because if we think your kid is not healthy enough to eat, you know...
If you think that the kid is not healthy enough to have a milkshake, you won't serve it?
No, we will not. No, we will not. I'm not going to be responsible for that kid, someone's kid, packing fat on. And
is that your job?
It is my job. Look what happens. You go ahead, you take the milkshake order, it gets mixed up with a mudslide, and the next thing you know, the kid's drinking a mudslide. And had the parent not made that order, had they not ordered that milkshake drink, then there never would have been a problem.
And what about the margarita mix? And what about the...
Same thing with margarita mix. You're ordering a four-year-old child a fruit drink. You're getting some kid...
No, the sangria was an order for orange juice. What about that?
The sangria was an order for what?
Orange juice.
The sangria was an order for that's not orange juice, friend.
No, I know it isn't. It's sangria.
Well, what I'm saying is I don't think they ordered orange juice. They ordered some fruit punch garbage. No. You're not going to hang that on the restaurateurs of America saying that because this kid was served booze that it's our fault if these parents aren't ordering up milkshakes and banana splits and everything else for a four-year-old kid. We're not going to be making that mistake. And
Ted, you're arguing persuasively on behalf of the restaurant not being...
These people are are turning themselves into victims so they can get an easy lawsuit.
877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Let's go over here to Chris in Topeka. Chris, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hi, Chris, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Restaurant manager, one of the in
yes,
question
sir.
Here, and it's simply the server's fault. They should know the difference between the two beverages. They probably weren't going to the same table, and it was simply their error.
No, it wasn't their error because the drinks were ordered by a parent that doesn't seem to care about the fact that we've got fat kids.
What has that got to do with the fact that they ordered a milkshake?
They ordered the wrong kind of drink for their kid.
Well, then why so would that be on the menu? If that's something that
because it's for adults. It's for adults.
What, wait. Milkshakes? Milkshakes are for
milkshakes
adults only?
The milkshakes are not for fat kids, are they? You can order anything you want. You don't can order anything you want for your kid. No, what I'm saying to you, sir, is you can order anything you want for your kid. We'll serve your kid a milkshake. But don't be surprised if they get a mudslide instead. It happens.
This gentleman, you said you're a restaurant manager, Chris?
That's correct.
Well, you two got, you, Ted.
Look, I own the restaurant. I'm not managing it, with all due respect. Okay? And I can say this. I have managers, and I'm sure Chris is a very good manager. When they order a milkshake, and they've got a kid sitting there at the age of four that's tipping a scale at close to 80 pounds. And
you don't know how fat this kid was.
I don't, but I do read the newspaper, and I'm certainly aware of the problems we're having nationally with children and their weight. And if they're ordering up a fattening drink.
It still doesn't excuse the fact that a mistake was made by the server or bartender through the company, and that, you know, it needs to be corrected.
It needed to be corrected.
All right.
What do you mean it needed to be? Because the kid already drank it. How do you correct that?
Well, we made steps to make sure that doesn't happen in our restaurant, just as tons of others have.
I'm going to ask. I'll ask him, Chris. What did you guys do? What did you guys do? Do you manage? By the way, do you manage a national chain or do you manage a more of a local restaurant?
No, I'm a kitchen manager of a national chain.
Okay. What is okay? And what are the steps you guys took to make sure that doesn't happen?
There's no steps you can take.
You know, the way we have it set up, we have our shakes that come out of the bar area, and we have a separate area that they come out compared to the alcoholic beverages.
Okay. So that's what I was asking you, Ted.
This is the whole thing that I'm saying. If you've got servers that are so confused, okay, that they don't know what's a drink and what is a milkshake, that's the fault of the customer. And any human being would know the difference between a mudslide and a milkshake. First of all, they don't come in the same glass. They don't come in the same glass. They're not the same color. And
exactly.
So when you have to take those steps, they're putting it on you. And it's the fault of the parent for taking a fat 4-year-old into a restaurant and let's get him even fatter. You swear to God that they're fattening him up for that, I forget the name of that, I read it to my son when he was a kid, Hansel and Gretel? That they want to fatten the kid up for a witch or something.
The thing that gets me is you're worried about the milkshake. You're not worried about the other things that the kids are ordering off the menu. I mean, have you ever read the facts on half your menu?
Well, sir, I can tell you that once they eat their meal, now comes dessert, an unnecessary meal, an unnecessary part of that meal. And what do we have? Well, here we go again. Here comes the parent now that the kid's been fed, and let's pack in something even more unhealthy. Let's get him a milkshake. Well, the server's confused. I'm confused. We have no idea what we're supposed to do in a moment like that. And
I don't understand. You don't. If you get an order for a milkshake, then why not fill the order?
We did, or do. Some places do. And guess what? They wind up serving the kid booze.
You're confused about a milkshake?
Well, what do you think happened? What do you think we're talking about?
This was actually a story. This did happen. It was at... I forget the name of the restaurant. It was a Chili's in Chicago.
That's right. I ain't making this up. I'm not making this up, pal.
No,
listen, Chris, thank you very much for...
Yep.
Yeah, thank you. I gotta move on, though, brother. Thanks for joining us. What the hell is... Thank you very much. Wow. We got ourselves some crazy stuff going on the phones tonight. All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number here as we talk to Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. on the story here about a mudslide served to a four-year-old when the kid had ordered, or the mother had ordered for the child, a milkshake. So now we have episode number three of a child receiving an alcohol-laced drink, even though the child's parent ordered that child a regular children's drink. 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. Call the Patriot Hotline now. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
And welcome back with Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show as we continue talking about the alcoholic drinks that are being served to young people at restaurants around the country.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
But I am alarmed as much as you are about the incidence of alcoholic drinks being served to children. But remember, if your child is overweight, if your child is unhealthy, as we've heard the president say about many of America's kids, why are you ordering that kid a milkshake?
Well, what does the president have to do with it?
President Obama has said very clearly, as has the First Lady, we have a country. We're in trouble, Bill. We are in very big trouble. We've got a country full of kids that are overweight. We've got a country full of kids that are eating foods that are unhealthy. We have a country full of parents that don't seem to care and are allowing these children every indulgence that you can imagine when it comes to nutrition. Now they come into my restaurant or into that any restaurant, into Applebee's, into this Chili's there in Chicago. They bring in with them a four-year-old child, a four-year-old child that is approaching almost 100 pounds.
Now, we do not have any information like that.
Although, you know, it stands to reason.
No, it does not stand to reason. It does not stand. We have no information whatsoever that that child, that four-year-old baby that this woman was talking about, and the mother is Tyree Davis, her four-year-old daughter is...
They're going to withhold the child's name for anonymity.
Okay, I mean, four-year-old baby. All right, but no, I understand that.
Well, wait a second. Hold on. Whoa, you're the one who's speaking on behalf of children. Now I have to tell you that...
No, that's fine. I just, you know, withholding the child's name for anonymity, a four-year-old child.
It doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference. They're withholding that child's name for anonymity. That woman brought a child into that restaurant and ordered it a milkshake, and the kid is pushing 100 pounds? Boy, I'll tell you. I think that takes some stones.
You don't know that. That's not in the news story.
I'm telling you it stands to reason, given what Michelle Obama's told us.
Michelle Obama is the first lady of the country and has an opinion about that. It's got nothing to do with anything, I think, factual. Now, look, Ted, you know, individuals that are ordering up these alcoholic drinks, it's in this country of ours where people already have enough to worry about. We don't need restaurants or airlines or any other private entity screwing things up for us, okay? We can make a mess of the job ourselves if that's what we want to do. And if the lady ordered a milkshake for her kid, that's what she should expect. Do you agree with that?
I do not agree with that, no.
Why?
Because a milkshake and a mudslide look very similar.
Don't you think it's the duty of the server or the manager to know the difference?
I think that in a situation where you're serving a milkshake, you're supposed to walk to a table with a milkshake on a tray and a smile on your face, and you're giving it to a four-year-old that you know could very well die of cardiac arrest before its 40th birthday.
That doesn't answer my question.
Yes, it does. I think it causes great concern. And I think you're going to be a little nervous. I think you're going to be apprehensive, and you're going to make the mistake of putting an alcoholic drink on there.
Which is just as bad for the kid.
I don't know. The jury's out on that. The jury's out on alcohol and how it pertains to, you know, cholesterol and those things. But
all right, 877-876-PHIL, the jury's out. We're not even talking about anything that's remotely realistic. We're talking about four-year-old kids. Here is Tony in San Antonio, Texas. Tony, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
Hey, I was just wondering if the gentleman thinks that it's the parents' fault for ordering a drink that closely resembles an alcoholic drink. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes, because the parent is ordering a milkshake for an overweight kid.
Is it because of the fat content of the drink, or is it because of how it closely resembles an alcoholic drink?
No, it's because the drink is fattening.
Okay,
they should never have ordered the drink in the first place.
But the fact that an alcoholic...
in a very uncomfortable position. A very uncomfortable position.
Okay.
Okay, but the fact that an alcoholic drink was brought to the customer, to the child, that is not the fault of the parent. You're saying that the fault of the parent is ordering a fatty drink.
That was the fault of the parent. Yes, it was.
Bringing the mudslide.
Yes.
How is it the fault?
It's the fault of the parent because by ordering that milkshake, ordering a drink they had no business ordering for a fat kid, it caused it put into motion the events that eventually led to the mudslide coming to the table.
So by the same logic, if I go to one of your restaurants and I order a chicken salad sandwich and I get shrimp salad instead and I'm allergic to shellfish and I have an allergic reaction, it's my own fault because I ordered something that closely resembles a shrimp salad sandwich, so it was easy for the server to get confused and my anaphylactic shock is my own fault.
We don't have shrimp salad sandwiches.
Well, it's just an example.
I don't know what you mean. One thing closely
resembles another, and therefore the server can't be held responsible for their own actions?
But not in my restaurant. We don't serve that.
Well, if you did serve it.
But we don't.
All right. Let's say another restaurant that this gentleman goes into, or I go into, a shrimp salad and a chicken salad.
You guys are over 21?
Yes.
Well, then it doesn't make any difference. But the recipient of this mudslide was under the age of 18, and therefore the parent is the one to be held responsible for putting that child's life in danger by ordering it a milkshake, something that's going to kill it anyway. When you take a look at the fat content of that child, the fat mass, have you ever seen the body mass? They have a fat, there's fat mass. You know that?
Yeah, I know that.
If I'm allergic
and
to
then
shellfish,
the kid, Rebecca,
if
then,
I'm allergic
I'm
to shellfish.
I'm talking about a child that could be harmed seriously, not you and your allergy.
No, the man's making a point.
But I can be harmed seriously. I could also be killed.
But you're an adult. You're making your decisions for yourself. Who's protecting that child? No one.
Right,
that's
but
who.
I'm deciding to order
and
a
mother
chicken
is going
salad
in there
sandwich.
And ordering
it's not my
a fattening
fault
milkshake
that
that's going to turn that kid into the size of a Macy's Day dirigible. And I've got to worry about you? You're an adult. Good luck.
Good luck.
I'm not asking you to worry about me. I'm asking you to worry about the server who's going to bring me the wrong thing.
I do worry about the server. I worry about a server that has to be exposed to parents that are feeding their kids milkshakes, when in point of fact, the kids are too fat. We know this from what the president said.
You're missing the point completely, Ted.
I got to get on to another phone call, sir.
Here is, I believe it's Mark in Morro Bay. Go ahead, Mark. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
The gentleman I was answering the man's question.
Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, I'm a server in an Italian restaurant for the last 15 years.
Yes, and
this is just ridiculous what Ted's saying. There's no way I would ever serve a kid an alcoholic drink.
Well, it happened already.
What was that?
It happened already.
It's happened in three restaurants.
Well, I mean, it's never happened in our restaurant. Who cares?
We're not talking about your restaurant. We don't even know where your restaurant is, and we don't care where your restaurant is. We're talking about something that's happened at three national chains across the country.
Right.
You don't even know why you called this radio show? Why'd you call?
Ted, I'll do that. Thank you very much.
Why'd you call
me? Because of what? I called because of this ridiculous statement Ted's making about fat kids.
You weren't even aware of the fact that they were serving booze to kids. Now you've got an opinion about what I'm saying?
Well, what I think
you didn't
is
even know what the story was.
If some little
you didn't even know what the story was.
Oh, will you let the guy finish?
Yes, I do. If some little fat
no,
kid
you didn't.
Wants
you were asking me, you said we would never serve booze in our restaurant. And then I told you that three restaurants did, and now you're on to what I said. So
what I'm saying...
What
I'm saying.
Now, what are you saying?
Will you let this guy finish what he's talking about?
if some little fat kid wants to order some chocolate ice cream, he's going to get some chocolate ice cream.
He didn't order it. His mother ordered it, you idiot. Why don't you get some people that are listening to the...
Why don't you shut up, okay?
I could care less if the kid's overweight.
Thank you very much. 877-876-PHIL. Great screen job on that call. We'll be back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline now. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
World famous Phil Hendry Show here, and with me, Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills, talking about another alcoholic drink served to a kid. This was a mudslide. You know, your whole point here is that the restaurants are not to blame at all. It's the fault of the parents. You know.
Bill, you're always saying that we've turned into a society of victims. You're always saying that we don't take responsibility. Isn't that what you're always saying?
I'm saying that a lot of people don't take responsibility, but the point is that we have the other, like the government or business or...
No. What you say is we never take responsibility.
No, I don't. I say that we'd like to take responsibility, but we have other people, like the government or somebody else, butting in and saying, hey, you don't know how to do it. We'll do it better for you.
Well, then I don't understand your point of view.
My point of view is this. If you want to talk about taking responsibility, this isn't the government. This is a business that served this kid a chocolate mudslide alcoholic beverage.
Right.
And you're saying the fault is with the mother for ordering it.
That's exactly what I'm saying. And let me be as clear as I possibly can, because I don't think that... You know, what I'm talking about here, Phil, is not your standard talk show fare. And I think a lot of people call in, and they think they're going to get some liberal versus conservative point of view here. I'm just a businessman. I don't care who's president as long as he fosters a positive atmosphere for business. I don't care who my senator is as long as they foster a positive atmosphere for business. I'll take it from there. So I think I'm a classic conservative in every way. And what I'm saying is, in my business, as a conservative, we take responsibility for what we do. And
all right, you take...
Hold on. Whoa, hold on. I'm not done yet. In my business, we take responsibility for what we do. And when someone orders a chocolate shake for a four-year-old kid that is, by all rights, is probably... Well, at least approaching 80 pounds, if not 100 pounds, given the statistics that the government has given us.
You haven't even seen this kid.
May I finish?
Yeah, you can finish, but you haven't even seen the kid.
I don't need to see the kid because... Oh, boy.
Because Michelle Obama told you the kids are 80 pounds?
This is a four-year-old kid in a fat country with fat kids, is what I'm saying. So when I see that kid come in, and I want to... Look, just I want the government to get out of my way so I can do business. That kid comes in, and what's the first thing that happens? They're not going to let me do business. The government is not going to let me do business. They're going to find a way to wreck my business. So here comes a mother and orders a drink for her fat kid, a chocolate shake. Now he's thrown my business into complete disarray, and I've got to figure out how do I serve, the chocolate drink to this kid, and the next thing you know, the kid has got a booze drink. Why? Because the government stuck its nose in...
How did the government stick its nose into that situation?
Because the government was telling me about fat. Fat kid here, fat kid there, fat kid everywhere. E-I-E-I-O. So I'm thinking fat kid instead of serving food. You want to know who did that? Obama. And every conservative businessman out there should understand that while you're trying to do business... And Obama is laying all these statistics on you about fat kids. The next thing you know, you've just laced a child's drink with 100-proof grain alcohol.
I don't see how the government did that to you.
Whoa. Excuse me. I thought you were a conservative.
I am, okay? But I'd like to, as you say, keep my eye on the ball. And I want to know who the real enemy is here and where the mirages are. And it doesn't sound to me like the government did anything to you other than... give you some information about overweight children. Here is Laura in Fresno, California. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Laura, go ahead.
Oh, hi. Well, I was just listening.
Hi.
I was driving home, and I just
yes, ma'am.
I pulled off the road because I thought Ted must be smoking something. It doesn't even make sense, and it was like the most silliest argument, blaming the parents. He's serving alcohol, which is not...
I beg your pardon?
That's not healthy. You're serving alcohol to adults. How is that healthy?
No.
You're so worried. You're so health conscious.
No, we're talking about children, ma'am. We're talking about children. And
it doesn't matter.
The children overweight,
you know,
fat kids. It does matter. It does matter because an adult can make a decision for himself, but a child cannot. And when you bring a defenseless fat kid in there...
Ted, now you've had an hour to make a fool out of yourself.
Right.
Give me 5 minutes, okay? Let me talk. First of all, worried about
a fool out of myself.
You know, we
let
got
the
a
lady talk.
That was smoking cigarettes. I mean, how healthy was that while she was out there saying, oh, you know, you can't drink this, you can't drink that for kids. And it's like, look at his lifestyle, look at yours. You're serving alcohol at a restaurant to adults. That's not healthy. If you're so health conscious, why are you serving that?
Because I'm health conscious when it comes to children. Adults can make their own decisions.
You know,
I'm a conservative. I'm a real conservative, not a phony conservative like you. You want to control what adults do. You do that, man. You go ahead and vote for one of the Kennedys.
Oh, God.
Ted, I would never go to your restaurant because I think you're too animate about this. You guys have made the same mistake. It's real obvious. You served alcohol to
I've never made that mistake. Well,
that's your
argument. It's pretty weak. It's a pretty weak argument. You can't stick to your own argument, which is that I don't serve healthy food. To adults, I serve food to them because they have the right to make their own choice. Not a fat little kid that's four that's had fat shoved into its face ever since its fat... Oh, boy.
Boy, you got fat on the brain, don't you?
No, the kid's got fat on the brain.
Hey, Ted, my turn.
You can't tell me that I'm trying to hurt people.
Ted.
What?
Ted, you can't assume that every child's 100 pounds. I went some of my kids, there's a couple of them that were kind of underweight. The doctor said, go get them a milkshake. They need to get some weight on them. So you can't just assume, and it's not the parents' fault.
So there you go.
The server
should have a milkshake?
Listen, if you have a server...
You know,
listen,
ma'am,
instead of
a milkshake, why don't you give that kid some healthy food? Why is the child underweight anyway?
Maybe he did. Maybe he only gets a sip of the milkshake. Maybe he only gets a sip of the milkshake.
Maybe
now, that's
he needs something to eat.
Anybody.
Maybe he needs
Do you want
to
take
eat?
Away everybody's freedom? You don't want anybody to ever choose. You want to be in charge of everything.
No, I want people to be in charge of themselves and not blame me when their fat kid gets a milkshake shoved into his face. I didn't do that.
Okay, maybe
you want to put a mudslide.
Yeah, that's right. The mudslide was the fault of the parent because they ordered the milkshake.
No,
how is that possible?
Ted, you're making a fool out of yourself. No, if you've got servers that doesn't know the difference between the thing you're talking about, I didn't even know what that was until tonight.
It's called
mudslide.
Called
I don't even
no,
know.
No, what's
that
the other
is.
One? A mudslide?
A monk slide.
Mudslide, is that what it is?
A mudslide, I've never heard of that until tonight. But listen, if they don't
know
the difference, then maybe they shouldn't be serving.
Yeah,
maybe they shouldn't be serving.
All,
what are they?
Maybe they shouldn't be serving. But then again, you know, you're saying things like maybe a coal miner shouldn't be in a coal mine if there's a cave-in. They're professional people being put into a very difficult situation because the person that ordered that milkshake saying, my kid, see my kid here, one of the unhealthy kids of America? Give that kid a milkshake and let's really make it bad. Let's go ahead and pile on.
What is wrong with your servers if they can't tell the difference what they're serving and they certainly
shouldn't be serving that? They're shaken up by the irresponsibility of these parents ordering fattening whipped cream ladled milkshakes for a child that is very obviously busting out of its shorts.
Ted, do you have kids?
What's that?
Probably not. You don't have any kids, do you?
That's for reasons of personal security, I'd rather not answer that question.
Oh, that's a bunch of baloney.
Oh, what does that mean?
For reasons of personal security, I'd rather not answer that question.
He's got one son.
You violated my security.
Okay, one son.
He has one son.
If you've got kids, would you ever give him a milkshake, or are you going to just say, nope, can't have cookies, cake, nothing the rest of your life?
My kids are in good shape. My children are in good shape. Of course they can have a milkshake. They can have anything they want because they're in great shape, in good shape.
Well, wait a minute. What gives you the right to give them a milkshake?
Because they're in good shape.
Well, how do you know this kid wasn't in good shape? He might have been underweight.
I don't know, but I'm telling you right now that odds are very, very much in the favor of the kid being fat because he was in a Chili's. What do you think?
Oh, whoa, man.
He
what do you
Chili's
think?
He's
eating a Chili's every day?
So now the kid's eating a Chili's, so he's got to be fat, huh?
Well, come on. Stands to reason. It stands
Dad,
to reason if a mother
smoking?
Is... Ma'am, if a mother brings her child into Chili's to eat dinner, stands to reason the kid is a monstrosity. You know it and I know it.
Oh,
and
you
Denny's,
are a dreamer.
Right.
You're a
no,
dreamer.
No,
hey, but,
no,
no, wait,
you know full well what I'm
be,
saying.
Dad, my dad, your child must be overweight, Ted, because of Michelle Obama
you know,
said
can,
all these kids
no,
are 100 pounds. Sorry. Yours is too.
Sorry. No, my child's in good shape. Sorry.
Yeah, okay, Ted. It's an interesting thing. You haven't seen the kid that got fed the butt slide, but we haven't seen your kid.
Calling me a liar? I'm a sponsor. Am I a liar?
I didn't call you a liar.
Okay, remember that.
Oh, boy. Thank you very much for your call, Laura. Phil Hendry's show here. We'll be back next hour. We have Brassville and the Wave. Thank you, Ted.
Yeah, well, sure. I'm just now I got a bad taste in my mouth. You brought me pressure.
Phil Hendry.